of adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
Brought to you by Monsters, Inc. Tattoo Parlor. Experts of art on fur, scales, and mucous membranes.
To all who have come to this podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And today we're talking about all things Pixar Pier.
Ooh.
Yeah. For those of you that don't quite know exactly what Pixar Pier is, you probably do by now, but it's the old Paradise Pier at the California Adventures Park in Disneyland, California kind of area. And it's been rebranded to what is now a Pixar Pier and a Paradise Garden Park. Did you know that that was part of the process?
A Paradise Garden?
Yeah.
Are they planting things there? Are we going to have Disney corn?
I would totally love some Disney corn right about now. Oh, that'd be lovely. Yeah, so the Pixar Pier is going to be basically, so when you're walking past Ariel, you'll go underneath the big arch that now says Pixar Pier, and then that is where that will start, and it goes all the way around to basically kind of like the end of Incredicoaster, which was Soarin', right? And then from that part...
It wasn't Soarin', that was California Screamin'.
Duh, seriously, right?
That you are in the wrong part of the park.
That would be quite a while.
That'd be a long coaster, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, so basically, once you hit the end of the Incredicoaster, then you start going back into what is Paradise Garden Park, back around to Ariel again. So, did you know that was going to be a thing?
Well, to be honest, when Paradise Pier first opened, it wasn't well received, and this is not the first makeover that this area has had. When it first opened, people were mad because they didn't feel like it was Disney-themed enough.
Right.
It was just like every other boardwalk that you could get to in California. And so I feel like this Pixar overhaul is kind of them trying to correct that and go completely the other direction and make it as Disney as possible. And I feel like if it would have opened this way, people probably would have been a little bit happier with it.
So if Pixar Pier was
original to the park
in 2001,
right?
Well,
although Pixar wasn't as big in 2001, so they wouldn't have had much to work with.
Did Disney even own it in 2001?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
I guess that's kind of why. But but I've always been kind of fascinated about that whole about California Adventure as a whole, right? Because like when it originally opened,
it was a whole originally when it opened. Yeah.
That's the rumor I've heard.
It wasn't great.
But they originally opened for like what? Like $600 million or something like that. And shortly thereafter, they announced that they were going to do a $1.1 billion overhaul on the park. So doubling the cost of the original opening of the park to redo it at that point.
You know you've done something wrong when it takes twice as much money to fix what you did the first time.
The problem that you originally created.
That's sad.
Right? Yeah, so for that. And then, now we go back into the new Pixar Pier, which is not part of that money. It's a whole new allotted amount of money that they're putting into it. But some of the changes that it's gone through would be like, you know, Mickey's Fun Wheel is a good example of that. Like, originally opened as the Sun Wheel, right?
Correct, with the big old sun on it.
And then it became Mickey's Fun Wheel.
Super fun wheel.
Which, you like the swinging cars or
I
the stationary cars?
I hate the swinging cars. And it's not, I'm not even really afraid of heights. It's just the constant movement. It's terrifying.
Yeah. I don't know if we've actually ever gone on the stationary, have we? Because the lines are twice as long.
The line for the stationary is twice as long. So you're like, oh, we can handle the moving.
It's not that bad.
And then you go flying towards the end every time you go around. And you're like, I hate this.
You're like, what the heck?
I feel like I'm going through Lamaze class with everybody in the cage with me. Breathe. Breathe. Do
you remember that time that they stuck us in there with another couple? So there was like five of us.
There were five of us in there, and
none of us knew anybody.
Four of the five were about to have a meltdown the entire ride.
And so you're just like staring at each other. We literally said to the guy, we're like, all right, so what's your credit rating like? Because we didn't know what else to talk about.
Well, we were like, it felt like a like a terror situation where you're thrown into a horrible situation with people you don't know, and all of a sudden you're instantly bonded, because I'm pretty sure people were holding hands in there.
Oh, we absolutely
that
were.
We were not
absolutely
we weren't friends when we got in that cage, and honestly we weren't friends when we got out of the cage, but while we were on that ride we were best friends.
Totally. But it's one of my favorite stories, because Ryan, there was a guy girl couple that was in there, and he literally looked at them and said, so what's your credit rating like? He's like, I just met you guys. And then he goes, so what's your relationship like? Are you guys engaged? Are you married? And he goes, I'd rather go back to my credit score.
The things people will do to avoid those awkward conversations, huh?
But anyway, so like it opened as the Sun Wheel, and then became Mickey's Fun Wheel. Mm-hmm. And now it's being called Pixar's Pal Around. So that's three different versions of the same
ride. And all that's changed is the paint. Let's be honest. They haven't done anything to it besides the paint, right?
No, yeah, that's literally all that they've changed. And right. Always, you know, it's always good to repaint rides to make sure that they look fresh and nice and clean. But
right.
To rename it every single time you decide to repaint it, interesting. Somewhat interesting.
That's like changing your name every time you change your clothes.
Could you imagine?
No, today I'm Jordan. Thank you.
Would that be a world to live in right there? But then it's funny to me also that like on California Screamin' at the time, they had Mickey on that, and they took off his ears to make that a sun wheel, and then they took it off of the other one, so they basically have been flip-flopping the entire time.
That's true, yeah. Right? They just can't find a good place for that sun, apparently.
And the amount of changes that California Adventure as a whole has gone through, but even, you know, Pixar Pier specifically, three big overhauls, and the park is only 17 years old, right?
Well, yeah, I agree. It's a bit much. A lot of us go through a lot of changes in 17 years, but not normally the parks.
Yeah.
They tend to stay pretty standard unless people have an issue with it. And the original, I feel like the original overhaul was because people had an issue. But the second overhaul, I'm not sure what prompted this big of an overhaul right now.
Yeah.
They have so much work going on over at Disneyland putting in Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
That I'm surprised that they allotted any money over to California Adventure right now.
Now that is a great question. Why right now?
Why right now? The only reason I can think of is that they're trying to give people a reason to not be in Galaxy's Edge the whole time when it opens. If they're like, but we also have Pixar Pier, go check it out. You know, I don't know that it'll work. But it might be a good ploy to try to move people into the second park also.
Well, and it probably will work. We have actually found quite a bit, though, that California Adventure is quite crowded over there now.
It gets real crowded, everything gets real crowded.
That used to be actually why I think it was my favorite park, is because it was the newest, the cleanest, the freshest, the biggest walkways, and nobody was there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing.
Not no more.
I know. It's been ruined
right.
by all of
by
these
people. Will you go home? We're trying to enjoy the park. But in all honesty, the pier area has always been a hot and cold area for me specifically. The ride variation there is either great or not interesting at all to me. So yeah. It's a really interesting area. I love the roller coaster. If you've been on California Screamin', you know it's a fun coaster. It's a long coaster. It's worth the wait. They have Midway Mania, which is a 3D shooting game, which is also, well, the wait can be a bit long sometimes, but it's worth riding.
But we love that they've added a fast pass to that line.
They have added a fast pass.
And that fast pass is the only way to ride that right now.
But then the other rides around the pier are not really my favorite kinds. They have a lot of spinning rides, which I don't do. And then they have the younger kid rides, which you don't do if you're not there with a child, because you look like a crazy person.
Right.
And then they have Ariel, which I do like again.
Oh my gosh, that's our favorite ride. But 5 minute wait, jump on, right. Air conditioned, she sings in your face. It's great.
In your face. But, you know, it's been up and down for me, and really this reskinning of the rides, the entire area,
yeah,
doesn't change
there.
Any of that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's been very divisive in the Disney fan community.
Divisive or just not well received? Because people are just not liking it.
Are they just straight up not liking it?
The comments that I'm reading online, especially if we talk about Incredicoaster, which we'll talk about at a later time, people are not a fan of that.
Right.
Even the nicest of comments are like, well, it's a ride. They didn't ruin
it. The coaster is still fine.
And the coaster is an amazingly fun ride.
Right.
So sure.
Well, I guess maybe just for me it's divisive then, because I do think that they could have done more. Not in the time period that they gave themselves. They gave themselves no time to do this overhaul. But
that's a good point.
I feel like they could have done a bit more Disney magic with it as opposed to just a magical Disney coat of paint. You know, because that's basically all that it is. All the shops are basically the same.
So this is what the refurb was, right? They walk past a warehouse with all this extra paint in the back, and they're like, my heck, what are we going to do with this? We got to figure out... Oh,
this is all really Pixar-y paint. What are we going to do with this really Pixar-y paint?
We'll just clear out this warehouse, throw it up on the side of the building, give it a new name. No, I'm kidding. That's not true.
That's so shady.
And really what it's about is that, like, Disney has created the standard. They've created this over-the-top, an extreme standard of ride,
right?
And that is now the level in which we all hold them to, and it's something that they created themselves, but it's why they're so successful. So then to see something come out like this, it's like you said, it was done in like 4 months, a couple of gallons of paint,
right?
And that was it. But you know, I'm a fan of good change, and change is, you know, why not freshen it up and revamp it a little bit? But I guess that's all that they've really done with it, you know?
Well, in any other park other than Disney, it would be
massive,
a huge change.
Yeah, if Six Flags decided to do it, I would be very happy.
If we, you know, if you went to your local coaster park and they had completely overhauled an entire area, repainted it, put up new signage,
that's a good point.
You would be ecstatic. But for Disney to basically do the same thing, people aren't satisfied, unfortunately. And it's not even the least of which because they haven't even opened all the rides yet.
Yeah, because on the pier, they're giving it four separate neighborhoods that total four rides, right? Like,
so each ride has its own neighborhood.
Essentially, right?
I don't understand that. Is that just to justify the fact that Inside Out is sitting next to Toy Story? And they're like, no, they're in different neighborhoods.
Even though it's
they're
right
just
underneath
neighbors,
the
you guys.
It sounds like a New York City kind of a neighborhood.
Yeah,
they're just like right on top of each other,
6 feet neighborhoods
inside of each other. But you bring up a good point. That new Inside Out ride that has been announced. I don't know if they have a name. I couldn't find one really.
I believe what I've seen, they're calling it the Emotional Whirl, which is apropos. I think. That's what it feels like on that pier out there.
That's foreshadowing at its best. They announced that. But the Inside Out ride, that's going to basically be Flix Flyers. Flix Flyers from Bugs Land is going to be, again, repainted, rethemed, and just moved over to where that big white re-entry kind of a ride was. Right?
It was one of those take you up to the top and drop you kind of rides that Steve is such a fan of.
Oh my gosh, y'all, I'm telling you.
But that was original to the pier, and then they took it out during the first refurbishment, so there's just been nothing down there.
Oh, right. It's just been like a cement pad. But you can't see
there's
it.
There's been a meet and greet down there, I think.
In front of it. They put some bushes around it and stuff, so they're going to put that ride there.
Which I am on the fence about. I'm not a huge fan of spinning rides, so I probably won't be a fan of this spinning ride. But the theming looks great. It looks like you're going to be surrounded by shelves of memories, like in the movie, so that all could be glowing, and at night it could be a gorgeous area to be in.
Totally. I do love a glowing ride. I want to go on that. That sounded like fun. And it feels like it would fit in really well with World of Color and all of the other things that are glowing.
If they could light up the memories during World of Color, that would be really cool.
I don't know if you'd even notice it from that side of the park over.
Well, not with that attitude. Maybe you should change your attitude and try again.
And try to see if I can see it. Hopefully would be great. But you know, you mentioned earlier that you don't like the rest of the spinny rides that are on Pixar Pier.
I don't like the spinning rides.
But that goes to my point of why I don't like the idea of Paradise Garden Park, because the spinny rides that you don't like, that's where they're actually going to be located. It's mm-hmm. on Paradise Garden Park. And so why cram all of that, all those different names, all those different neighborhoods, all those different things onto that pier? And like, and part of my frustration is though that like, from Ariel down to the food court area down on the end, there's quite a few rides in there. There's like four rides. There's Goofy's Sky School, and mm-hmm. there's Mickey's swing ride. What's that one called?
It's called the Silly Symphony Swings, I believe, yeah. or something along those lines.
Yeah, so you have all of those, and Disney's used those same off-the-shelf rides, and mm. they've themed them around other things in other parks that would fit really well into the Pixar theme. So I would love it if like that pier continued on a little bit further to encompass all of those rides down there as well. Like, I think that would be pretty cool.
But that poor swing ride has also had overhauls more than once. Because oh, really? when the park originally opened, that swing ride was inside a giant orange.
Oh, I have
obscure facts. It was inside a giant orange peel looking thing, and they would pump in an orange smell while you were on the ride, and the swings were shaped like bees. It was a very over the top kind of swing ride, but nonetheless just a swing ride. So when they took it all down to retheme it, they rethemed it as this Mickey cartoon where he conducts a symphony in a tornado.
I would love that, though, because you don't get to smell the oranges anymore since they took it off of Soarin'.
That's true. I wonder if it was the same smell.
Oh, I would love that.
Why don't they sell that? That's what they need to sell, is the orange air freshener.
Mm.
Of course, I'm sure you could find an orange air freshener anywhere. But
not that iconically perfect.
Not right. They probably wouldn't charge you as much as Disney would charge you for their orange smell, specifically.
Like a knockoff version of their orange smell.
Yeah. If call up the doTERRA folks. I'm sure they have orange smells somewhere,
and
right?
And cure your headache all at the same time.
Exactly.
But let's talk about like all the food court or the food booths around there that they've revamped.
Okay.
Like the adorable, abominable snowman Frosty treat. Like the pictures that I've seen online of that, it literally is adorable. It looks
You can't
so
sue
cute.
For false advertising.
Right.
I'm okay with it. Again, it's another paint job.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Giving anything a facelift with a paint job is not a bad thing.
No.
But again, they're billing it as this brand new, ooh, come see the brand new Pixar park, and I feel like it's just a bit of a letdown for people when they're
right.
they're calling it that specifically.
But like, and then they have the other one that looks like a Happy Meal box that they have created, the chicken place or whatever.
Oh,
Poultry's
that's
Palace,
cute.
Right? Like that seems fun.
Why not get a Happy Meal in the happiest place on earth?
Oh, Disney totally needs to make some sort of Happy Meal thing.
McDonald's used to be partnered with them quite often, but I don't think Disney needs their money anymore, so they're not in there anymore, really? I don't think.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, no, and what that's basically all they sell is like fries and
it's
and
true.
McDonald's food.
They're anyway. $17 hot dogs at Disneyland.
And they also have a place called Angry Dogs. Have you seen the photos of that?
I don't think I have.
I'm guessing it is. So it's also going to be near the Inside Out area, and it's themed after the angry character.
Oh, it's after anger.
Yeah. And that looks like it's going to be fun enough, I guess. But I think that was part of the complaint about California Adventure in 2001 when it opened as well, is that it had a lot of kitschy, over-the-top, kind of like pun names, right? Wasn't that part of the complaint?
Yeah, they had the Pizza Umau Mau. Yeah, like, they really went pure.
They did?
On that area. But I think people are much more forgiving when it's a Disney property. You know, people are very excited about the hot dogs with an angry guy on it.
That
or,
makes sense.
You know, I've seen a lot of people be really excited about this candy shop that's open opening based on Bing Bong from Inside Out. Because if you remember, Bing Bong cries candy, so it would make sense that he would have a candy shop.
And so we're eating Bing Bong's tears when we go to the candy shop?
It sounds really aggressive, doesn't it?
This is for all the passive-aggressive parents at the end of the day that are just pissed.
Or all of us that don't have kids that are delighting in eating up your child's tears as they're throwing a fit on the way out of the park. I don't know. I feel like I can enjoy the park for what it is. They haven't really changed anything. So if you're like, oh, they ruined the ride, they didn't ruin any rides. They're all exactly the same. They just have different colors and maybe some different sound effects on them.
Yeah, they have announced, though, that they're bringing Marvel Land to the park, right?
Right.
It says that on March 20th, 2018, it was announced that Bugs Land will be closing permanently, and the land will be site of the new Marvel theme land opening in 2020.
That's a ways out, isn't it?
Well, kind of, but then you have, so then you're going to have Galaxy's Edge open in 2019, and then you have that scheduled for 2020, along with Pixar Pier, you know.
They are really ramping up those parks.
They really, yeah, exactly, right? So I think the overall vision of where they're going with the parks is absolutely amazing. Maybe the journey to get there is going to be lackluster.
It's
going to
be unpleasant, at least.
Between here and there.
Because moving through those parks while they're under construction is never fun.
Right. But we talked about this a little bit last time, and I promised y'all I'd get back to you, but It Tough to Be Bug did close March 19th, 2018. So
it's no longer tough to be a bug, apparently.
It's no longer tough to
be. At least not in California.
That's true. And the rest of Bugs Land will be closing on September 4th at the end of the summer. And that's probably when they'll then take Flix Flyers, take it down, repaint it, and then continue on with a refurb through the slower seasons. Right?
Right.
Probably between September and Christmas is when they're trying to fit in that.
Right.
Yeah.
So well, goodbye, Bugs Land. It was definitely more of a kids' area, yeah. So we didn't spend a whole lot of time there.
I did love the shade, though, to walk through that shady area.
It was shady, and they had good bathrooms, apparently, because they were always busy.
Yeah. Is that what makes a bathroom good?
I mean,
that's the opposite for
me. I guess that's true.
I like the most quiet, hidden bathroom that you never knew was there.
The one out on Tom Sawyer's Island, you mean?
Shh, 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 shh. We're not going to discuss.
Okay, hidden bathrooms.
Hidden bathrooms. That's an obscure topic as well.
There's an obscure topic we can talk about. Next podcast, bathrooms.
All right, y'all.
But that was just a quick discussion of Pixar Pier, some opinions and some thoughts. And until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.